Hi, I'm the Reverend Chris Mockamer, and I'd like to welcome our listeners to the Ernest Angley Miracle Crusade in Kryfontein Township in Cape Town, South Africa. And today is the seventh and final service. God is moving in each miracle service and on the streets through our crusade teams. Lives are being born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost, and sick bodies healed. Let's join Reverend Angley and the service in progress.
Praise the Lord for Jesus. Praise the Lord for the cross. He paid the price for all of us. Amen. 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 You can have the Holy Ghost right now, you that haven't received. I'll call the Holy Ghost down on you right now. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Now everybody clapping that has the Holy Ghost, and you that are here for the Holy Ghost, let the Holy Ghost come in. Let him come in. He'll take over. He will 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 take over. Praise the Lord. And now help me welcome the Cathedral Trio. We will sing of His love.
Thank you.
Friend, miracles are real. Now listen to this testimony from someone who has experienced God's great power in their life.
All right. This lady, lazy eyes and sees. You had very little sight, I guess.
Yes. Fellow worshippers, fellow servants of God, I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. As you see me here, my name is Kedita Ndimate. I'm South African. Before, I had 4 years without sight. I couldn't see. But when Reverend Angry came here, with this miracle crusade, I regained eyesight. So I am a two-year living testimony from Reverend Angry from this crusade. So I say glory to Jesus. And I want to share a secret to this long walk of why I had to regain this miracle. First of all, I believed in God. Second of all, I had faith in Him. And third of all, I let the Holy Ghost stay in me. So, fellow worshippers, that is the only recipe. If you want God to walk with God and God to help you for the rest of your life. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
That's wonderful. God bless you.
Okay.
That's a great testimony. Keep it going.
Okay. Thank
God
you.
Bless. Thank Give her you, another Father. Big God bless her.
So now if you see me wearing glasses, it's not for sight. It's just to make myself beautiful.
Oh. And this man, hearing. Hello there.
Yes, hello.
What you got to say for Jesus?
I want to say glory to God for the healing of my left ear. It had a hole in it. And I had the 3 pops last night, how it went. But you prayed on Thursday night for me. God used you, Reverend. And I do thank you. The hospitals couldn't do. They were not successful. And so I decided I'm going to depend on the Lord.
And you are hearing.
Yes, Jesus.
It's great to hear out of both ears.
Amen.
How long had you been deaf in
More
that
than
ear?
20 years. I was getting so worse in both ears that my wife was getting annoyed with me.
Oh, so she, that's but, bad.
Yes, but now it's better. We can hear one another.
That's good. That'll help your marriage.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Give him a big God bless him. Hello there.
Hello.
And I know you.
Yes. Mo Berger in the flyer.
Yes. I know you. And you didn't, you was going to have an operation for two new kneecaps, right?
Yes.
Tell them about it.
Shalom. Siabonga, Jesu. 4 years ago, Reverend was in Elsis River. That time I came from Israel. I was on leave. And I went to Israel. When I came back from Israel, I had problem with my knees. I went to Tigerberg Hospital. Doctor said to me, operation. Now, I know what is an operation to your knees because I'm in the profession. So I said, no operation. And I had to resign from my duties. And then Reverend Angley came to Elsie's River. The man of God prayed for these two knees. How do you like that? God is using you miraculously. That's why he's keeping you for his glory.
Yeah.
You continue in his glory.
Yeah.
Amen. We see you again soon.
Hey. Yeah. God bless. Oh, yes, I'm getting younger. I'll be 96 this year.
That's only a number.
I know.
But the Spirit of God is within you.
Yeah.
And it's moving.
Yeah.
Praise God. I'm going to give you a hug.
Yeah. I'll accept that for Jesus.
Glory to God.
Show them one more time how you can get about. You really got it.
Continue.
Yeah.
In well doing.
God bless you.
God is using you.
Thank you. I am sent me.
You are
sent. Now
special.
I am said, tell the people I sent you.
Yes.
And that I'm his prophet. I never dreamed I'd ever be a prophet of the Lord.
Yeah.
Never.
Ever.
But he made me a prophet. And this man has something good to tell.
Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
2 years ago, I came to this crusade. That was shortly after I got saved. But I did not have the Holy Spirit. I just got saved. Now, salvation and receiving the Holy Spirit are two different aspects of your life. The Holy Ghost is a very, if not the most important part of your life. And everyone needs the Holy Ghost.
Yes, they do.
So when I came to the crusade, I did not expect anything to happen. And all I had to say was glory, 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 glory.
That's it.
And it works. It works, believe it or not. Some people may think that it's ridiculous. Some people may think that it's funny. But believe me, I'm a living testimony that it works. I came to the crusade. On the first day, I couldn't break through. And then Pastor advised me to go on a fast, and I went into a 3-day fast, and I brought my faith with me as well. So the next time I attempted the glory, 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 I broke through and I received the Holy Ghost right here. So it's possible for you too. It is possible for you too. All you have to do is believe. And all you have to do is to yield to the Holy Spirit and let him take control. And you'll start hearing after the glories will be converted into a different language.
That's right.
That's when you know that you've been touched by the Holy Spirit. You'll have a warm, fuzzy feeling that you cannot explain or describe. Amen. And it is possible for everyone. And we all need the Holy Ghost, especially in the times that we're living in now. We need the Holy Ghost, and we need the wisdom that comes with having the Holy Ghost. You need to be able to discern when false prophets come to you. I thank the man of God, and I hope that God will keep you, and God will continue to use you.
Thank
as an
you.
Instrument in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Thank you for all that you are doing for not only for South Africa, but for Africa.
Yes.
And not only for Africa, but for the world.
Yeah.
And I thank you so much.
And our radio station, it reaches all over the world. We have Amen. A voice through God for the world.
Amen.
God made it Amen. Possible. And you're happier than you've ever been, right?
I'm happier than I've ever been. It's not an easy road to follow, but it's all worth it.
And now, the Jesus Trio coming to sing. I'm going to sing with the angels. There's going to be miracles now. There's going to be miracles now, saith the Lord. There's going to be a lot of miracles. Right now, get ready for yours, no matter what it is. Those legs can come to normal. Those hands can become straight. God wants you to have two good hands. Two good hands. If it's an eye out, the Lord can put a new one in. He recreates, and I watch him in the vision. It's wonderful to watch the Lord recreate different organs of people. And I have that privilege, and I thank God for it. It's the strangest looking sight to see the Lord recreating. It's the most beautiful white. We don't have anything like it. I can't even describe it. There aren't words to describe it. It's really something. Really is something. Really is. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All right. Here's the Jesus Trio singing. We're going to sing with the angels. You'll be able to sing just like them. Amen. That's great.
Sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be. Singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy. Lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace. Singing with the heavenly band. I will join the angels band. Ring golden bells of heaven's land. I hear us as we sing His love. Saving millions for the Lord. Remembering gospel songs we sang, singing praises to His name. In gospel songs all day and night, we help the people to get right. I'm gonna join the angels band. I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be. Singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy. Lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace. Singing with the heavenly band.
Anointing's coming from on high. Set our souls on holy fire. God sent miracles day and night. Angels join, what a heavenly sight.
Oh, how great that time will be to look upon God's smiling face. Oh, the reality of it all, to sing His praise for amazing grace. I'm gonna join the angels band. I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be. Singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy. Lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace. Singing with the heavenly band. I'm gonna join the angels band. I'll sing with the
7 people were healed of AIDS while they were singing. 7 people healed of AIDS. That's thus saith the Lord. And 3 of you are backsliders. You went out into deep sin. God knows all about it. He's given you a last chance tonight. We're going to all help you get right with God. You better get right with God. And if you go back, you'll die and go to hell with AIDS, saith the Lord. Because you went into a rotten living. And now we're not going to identify you. Not at all. It's not nobody's business who you are. And everybody stand up and lift up your hands and help us, help me say the sinner's prayer with them. Oh God, save my soul. I'm so sorry. I have shamed you. And I had this awful disease. I didn't think you loved me anymore. But then with that song, I realized you love me. I'm so grateful for this chance. And I give my life to you. I will never go away again. I will never commit one sin again. I will live the godly life that Jesus lived. I know I can do it. Faith to faith, grace to grace. And I believe the blood of Jesus washes away all that awful sin. It's all gone, all gone. And oh, I can never thank you enough for healing me of AIDS. I have life now, and I'm going to let you use my life 100%, Lord, any way you want to use it. Come on in, Jesus. Come on in, Jesus. I'm all yours. And you made that decision. Thank God they made it. All three made it in the name of Jesus. There's 17 people. You have a rare blood disease, and it's affecting you. It's good you're here today. Man cannot cure this disease. He doesn't have it. Doesn't have the remedy for it. But the Lord went to the whipping post, about beat him to death, but he paid the price. And the healing is on the Lord's love table for you. All you have to do is reach and get it. And you got to give yourselves completely to God. And we're going to help you. Stand up and help them. Help them stand up and lift up your hands and pull heaven down on them. And there'll be more healings for you as you pull heaven down on them. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I have a death disease, and then I have a sinful disease. I want to be free of it all. I know you were nailed to the tree to set me free, and I'm grateful, and I'm glad that you will forgive me right now. I confess all of my sins, all of my sin, and I believe the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 There he healed by the grace of God. The Lord is moving. The Lord is moving. Sing it one more time. There's going to be a lot of people healed. A lot of people heal.
I I'm gonna join the angels' band. I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band.
I will join the angels' band, ring golden bells of heaven's land. I hear us as we sing His love, saving millions for the Lord.
Remembering gospel songs we sang, singing praises to His name. In gospel songs all day and night, we help the people to get right. I'm gonna join the angels' band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band.
Anointing's coming from on high, set our souls on holy fire. God sent miracles day and night, angels join, what a heavenly sight.
Oh, how great that time will be, to look upon God's smiling face. Oh, the reality of it all, to sing His praise for amazing grace. I'm gonna join the angels' band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band. I'm gonna join the angels' band, I'll sing with the angels in glory land. What a glorious time that will be, singing with the heavenly band. I'll sing with happiness and joy, lift my voice and praise the Lord. I'll look upon His face of grace, singing with the heavenly band. Singing with the heavenly band.
God's going to be healing every back, every person's back, saith the Lord, that will dare to believe Him. Stand up, no matter your back condition. Stand up if you have a back condition, no matter what it is. God could have gone into all details, but He's not interested in that part. He's going to make you whole. He's going to make you well. In the name of Jesus, He's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Yay, yay. Heal, heal, heal. Now, lift up your hands and praise God for that miracle. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him. Now, I want everybody that had a back condition, try it out. Try that back out, a good back. Try it out. Try it out. Try it out. When you get a miracle, you try it out. If you're afraid to try it out, you didn't get it. This is a for sure thing. You men, try out that back condition. We've had ever so many men healed of all kinds of back conditions in one service. In one service. In one service. Move yourself around. Move yourself around. Amen. 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 Now, I want to see those hands go up. Everybody got a back miracle. People all over the place. That back, that back. God said everybody would believe. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Would everybody say, God is in this place. God is in this place.
Friend, there's nothing like hearing the Word of God. Listen now as Reverend Angley ministers to the people.
The subject tonight is filled with the fullness of God. Filled with the fullness of God. To know the love of Christ. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 through 19. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. To know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all of the fullness of God. And you don't listen to those so-called preachers. They're not called of God to preach in the first place. They need to shut up. They're already dried up. I say it as it is, just like that. And is there anything better to be filled with than fullness of God? Many will answer, of course there is nothing better. But do their actions agree? Or are they daily in a vain pursuit of other things to satisfy their ego and their empty hearts? An empty heart is dangerous. If you don't fill it with God, an empty heart is eagerly wanting to be filled. The Bible tells us about the peril means the danger of an empty heart. Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 through 45. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my home from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. They enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. And they seldom ever get back to God. People with an empty heart, they better fill it with the Lord. Even so shall it also be unto the wicked, this wicked generation. Even though the heart had the unclean spirit cast from it, it was never filled with the fullness of God to even move evil spirits and could have gotten rid of them forever. Jesus said, last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also with this wicked generation. This is God saying that through Isaiah, through Jesus. This is not our to be walking around with an empty heart. It's dangerous if you are not filled with the fullness of God and stay full. Your heart may become empty and filled again with the wrong things. The last state of your soul may be worse than the first. Something to think about. Some of you are on the verge of this too. It's reading God wanted me to bring you this message after I left you last night. The devil is always seeking whom he may devour. The only protection man has is to be full of God, full of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now an empty heart is forever seeking to be filled, to be complete. But if you're not seeking Jesus, you can liken yourself to the man who strives wrong and is not crowned. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. And if a man also strive for masteries. Yet is he not crowned, even he strives lawfully. But you go after it. Love, love it is the answer. He brought it wrapped in love like you never thought possible. You can liken yourself to those in Hagar's day who wanted to do things their way. Haggai, people don't quote him much. Chapter 1, verse 6. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. It doesn't mean intoxicating drink. You clothe you, but there's no warmth. And he that earneth wages, put it in a sack, in a bag with holes in it. You never get anywhere by robbing God. God asks the Israelite, will a man rob God? Whereof we robbed you in tithes and offering. That's something that when Jesus was here, this he said you ought to have done, but you shouldn't have left the other undone. You should have lived holy. The soul came from God. It's never satisfied till it is filled with the fullness of God. You'll never find satisfaction. Isaiah 55th chapter, verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and you labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness, or in the best of heaven. In the best of heaven's greatness. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 8. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Ecclesiastes 6, verse 7. All the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet that appetite is not filled. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. If you love anything more than the Lord, you won't be satisfied with it. Let me remind you of my opening scripture now. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now you're being told here that you can be filled with all the fullness of God. Man will never be filled with the fullness of God if he doesn't hunger and thirst after righteousness. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. This is in the Sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon that was ever preached. Jesus preached it. Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 21. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for you shall be filled. Psalms, 73rd Psalm, 25th, 26th verses. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none on earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh, my heart faineth for God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. That's great. Only the things of God can bring true joy and satisfaction. The anointing satisfies. Psalms 23rd, verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. When your cup runs over, the saucer gets a blessing. That means people around you are blessed when you're being blessed. Some people always the saucer, though. They never flow over and bless others. Isaiah the prophet wrote in the 10th chapter, verse 27, shall come to pass that day that his burden shall be taken away from off the shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. What will destroy the yoke? Say it louder. That's better. It'll destroy it. Isaiah the prophet wrote in the 1st chapter, verse 6, from the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds, bruises, purifying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mortified, means soothed with ointment, with anointing. The word of God is what satisfies. Heaven and earth pass away, but the word will endure for all time and all eternity. John chapter 1, verse 14 through 17. And the Word was made flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. What did He bring? Grace and truth. Say it. He brought grace and truth. Say it again. See, that's what makes you so happy when you got saved, when you got the Holy Ghost. And verse 15, John bear witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spoke. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Now grace is the perfect favor of God. When you have grace and believe grace and treat grace right, you have it all. You have all the favor of God in everything. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now that's the word. Grace and truth came how? How?
By Jesus
Christ. That's different. John, 15th chapter, verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and your joy might be full. Oh, yeah. My joy full. How about yours? James chapter 1, verse 25. But whoso looketh to the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, the man shall be blessed in his deed. Acts 20th chapter, verse 32. See, I give you plenty of scripture. Every time you study each one, you'll get new thoughts. Now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace. I love that. To the word of his grace, to the word of his entire favor. You have the favor of God. When I was seeking God for a permanent name for the ministry there in Akron that God had brought to us, build him a word. And he gave me things that I had never heard before. Definition of grace in God's heart, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Sanctified means made holy. Made holy. And the Lord said, be ye holy as I am holy. Be ye holy. Mark 13th chapter, verse 31. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Heaven and earth will pass, but not the word of God. Stay hid in the word. You'll be all right. The Holy Ghost satisfies. In Romans 14th chapter, 17th verse, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness. Think about that. And peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now what's wrong with that? I was traveling on a plane years ago, and in first class, first thing they do, run up to you before the plane takes off. Said, when we get in the air, what would you like? Would you like a cocktail? I said, a cocktail wouldn't do me any good. I'm higher than all those cocktails. She was so stunned. She said, I want to talk to you when I get down. I didn't know where she'd be back now, but sure enough, she came back and said, you know, I've been working on planes, serving people on planes for 20 years, and I never heard anybody say such a thing, that they were higher than cocktails, that they wouldn't do a thing for them. And I got to preach salvation to her, a born-again experience. They got me up front and pulled the curtain, and we were closed in, and salvation came to that house in a glorious way. We were flying miles above the earth, closer to heaven. And she was gloriously saved. And she was a cigarette smoker. She got delivered from her cigarettes. And she was still living for God. And I believe they said she had started preaching later. I met all kinds of people. God brings them to me. And I'm delighted. John, the 14th chapter, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. Isn't that beautiful? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. You'll be a witness. You receive the power just before the Holy Ghost comes in. But you don't receive that power till you have a holy heart, a sanctified heart, and a holy tongue. And then the Holy Ghost can come right on in. Take over, use your tongue, and speak in any language under the sun. You receive that power. You can receive it. God has gifted me to called the Holy Ghost down upon people. I've called the Holy Ghost down on thousands and thousands in the different nations. And they receive the Holy Ghost, the Bible Holy Ghost. Acts 2nd chapter, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He's standing up now, but it took the Holy Ghost to do it. Remember, there are many things to seek out in this life that won't bring the fullness of God. Some of these things are enjoyable for a season, but your life is like a vapor. You will spend four more days in eternity than in this life. Ecclesiastes 11th chapter, verses 7 through 10. Truly, the light is sweet and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for there shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the days of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know this, that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. Better remember that, young people. God will bring you into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart. Put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. 2 Timothy chapter 2 says, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness. Think about it. Faith, charity, or love, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. That's the only ones that's going to ever see God. And don't be satisfied just to feel others by making them think you're full of God. God knows. Matthew chapter 23, verse 28. Even so, ye also outwardly appear religious unto men, but within you're full of hypocrisy and iniquity. You're a hypocrite. God hates a hypocrite. Matthew chapter 23, verse 25. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Matthew chapter 23, verse 27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are likened to whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men, bones, and all unclean. Think about it. I want to be filled with all the fullness of God. Don't you? As the song said, fill with God. Yes, fill with God. Pardon and cleanse. And fill with God. Fill with God. Yes, fill with God. Empty the self and fill with God. And since Jesus led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men, we can all come into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 8 through 13. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. That he ascended, I'll tell you, it's something what he did. He also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He then descended in the same and then ascended up far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. And I never would have thought he would have chosen me to have been a prophet. He chose me to be an evangelist. I knew that. And I built the great work of evangelizing the people. The great altar calls, week after week, service after service. We still have those great altar calls. And some pastors, and he had never pastored a church. I have two big cathedrals, about 25 minutes apart. And pastors, teachers, and he gifted me with teaching. I love to teach. I love to preach. Nobody ever loves to preach the word more than I do. I studied the word, spent thousands and thousands of hours in it. Oh, the study. I don't just read the word. No, I study the word. Said to study the word to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus. And woe to those dead preachers that say that you can't live free from sin. That means they don't live free from sin. And I don't wonder the kind of lives they want. I say again, know the love of Christ and be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. And to know the love of Christ, which passed the knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. John, the 6th chapter, verse 35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. Search for him while he may be found. Isaiah, the prophet, said in chapter 55, verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. The time will come that he will not answer you. And how sad that's going to be. How sad. How sad. How sad.
Friend, the God of miracles lives today, and he is working in all of Reverend Angley's crusade services. Listen as Reverend Angley ministers to the people, and they receive God's miracles with great joy and excitement.
Hello, what's wrong?
Reverend Angley, this lady is 33 years of age, and she was born without any sense of smell.
You've never smelled anything.
No.
Well, you got a great experience coming up immediately. Okay. Are you saved?
Yes, I'm saved.
Yeah, I believe that. I was asking you. I wanted you to say so, though. But I knew you were saved.
Unless I say whatever I say.
The Lord let me know you were saved.
Okay.
Lord, this is your child. In the name of Jesus, she's been robbed all her life of a sense of smell. Thou foul spirit, come out! I command you now to have the sense of smell. This is a lady's perfume on a handkerchief. You get used to it. You never smelled anything. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, wonderful.
Never smelled anything. Boy, won't breakfast taste good to you in the morning? That's half a breakfast.
Okay.
Turn around there and tell them what happened.
I'm 33 years. My name is Joy Swapi. I'm staying in Wallace in phase 3. Some of them, they can see my face. Some of them is my first time to see him. I've never had a smell before. I was born like that. But today is my first time. I can hear the taste, but I can't experience which taste of it. But I can hear the smell. There's something strong in my nose in my first time.
Who did this?
Jesus!
Who loves you?
Jesus!
And who do you love?
Jesus!
And who will you do anything for?
Jesus!
And who will do anything for you?
Jesus!
That's right. God bless you. You got a great testimony. Yeah, I've learned that hand. Shake you out here in Africa.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Give the Lord a big praise.
Reverend, this lady is 63 years old. And for the last 5 years, she's had no sense of smell.
For 5 years. That's dangerous, lady. Well, you're saved, aren't you? You have Jesus?
Yes, amen.
Yeah, and that's wonderful. And you're his child. Yay, come out! In the name of Jesus, I command you to have the sense of smell.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus is right. I have nothing to do with it. No doctor can do it. Only Jesus.
Amen.
That's perfume. You can get you some good perfume now.
Amen.
Ooh, ladies, that's what makes them smell good.
Thank you.
I like to smell, ladies. It smells good.
Thank you.
Turn around there and tell the people what happened.
Amen. My name is Joan. I'm staying in the inn. Brookenbos, Wallace, Brookenbos, 9929 Mzuzu Street. If you can see me now, for 5 years, it started in 2005, but God did heal me now. I can see it. And thanks for the prophet who was praying for me. God bless you. Thank you. I know there is a God, and I know he did heal me. Thank you. Amen.
God bless you. You're a dear person. And happy to have met you. You're not used to smelling. You'll get used to it.
Reverend, this lady is 24 years of age. She was born without a sense of smell.
Born without a sense of smell. You have Jesus in your heart?
Yes,
I do. Good. In the name of Jesus. The devil has robbed her all her life. But no more. Come out. And I commend you now to have the sense of smell. You inhale too much of it. I knew you were, but I didn't let you go ahead. But you just couldn't believe it was yours. This is isn't that wonderful? You can have that as a souvenir. Turn around there and tell them.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bogie. I was born without no senses or smell. But today I can feel it is something in my nose. Thank you, Jesus.
How did you feel? How do you feel now to have the sense of smell?
Yes, I'm feeling the sense of smell.
Are you going to tell anybody?
Yes, I'm going to tell anybody.
Your family's going to be really happy, won't they?
Yes, I tell my uncle.
Now you can get you some good perfume.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
And you can smell good like some of the other women around here.
Yes, I remember. I tell everyone.
And who did it?
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
It's only Jesus.
He's wonderful, isn't he? He's wonderful.
Friend, as Reverend Angley encourages those in attendance at this crusade to praise the Lord with their whole heart and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can start praising Him too, using that wonderful word glory. If you have not received the Holy Ghost with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues, let Him come in and baptize you today. If you already have received Him, let Him refresh and bless you as you rejoice with them.
Get ready, get ready. In the name of Jesus, everybody stand up and start blessing the Lord. God has gifted me to call the Holy Ghost down on people. That's what I'm about to do in the name of the Lord. And it works. And it works. And it works. The word is glory. The word is glory. Start saying glory.
Glory, glory, glory.
Amen. Glory, glory. Everybody saying glory. Everybody. Yes. Saying glory, 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 glory. Pick out somebody that you want to help and get busy helping them. Keep them saying glory. Keep saying glory and the Holy Ghost will come in. I call the Holy Ghost down. 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 I call the Holy Ghost down in the name of Jesus. I call the Holy Ghost down. I call the Holy Ghost down. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Friend, I pray you enjoy today's World Radio broadcast. I'd also like to encourage you to go to ErnestAngley.org and sign up as an online ministry partner. As a partner, you will receive free downloads of a Bible in your language, monthly newsletters, and digital books by Reverend Angley. And most international listeners can register for our online Bible college courses free of charge. Tune in daily to World Radio and be a part of our great family. I'm the Reverend Chris Mockimer, and I enjoyed being your host today. Always remember, you are special to God.